no hate, no fear. I say welcome here. No hate, no fear.
The latest battle between the Federal Agency, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, and those advocating for due process and human rights protections played out in Troy, New York on Thursday. The Rensselaer County Sheriff's Office, under Sheriff Russo, hosted a press conference to allow Acting ICE Director Matthew T. Albans and other officials of federal, local New York, and non-governmental organizations to speak out against New York's green light law. Simultaneously, citizens of the city of Troy and other surrounding communities showed up in force at the sheriff's office to exercise their First Amendment rights and support the privacy protections of that same green light law. I'll begin with statements by citizens recorded just before the press conference. Here's Nathan Meltz.
Hi, everyone. I apologize. I didn't have much notice to put together some words, but I'm here representing myself as a resident of Troy, a father in Troy, and an educator for going on 20 years, I'm embarrassed to say. But because as an educator, I think these actions of ICE particularly affect our families, our children. I've been in the position of teaching in schools and having children be scared the next day after an election because they don't know what's going to happen to their parents and their families. My child has gone through the Troy Public Schools and has classmates who've been fearful for their families as to what is going to happen. School's tough enough. How can we expect our kids to go to school in fear? That is something we don't want from our communities. We want communities that are safe, that are welcoming for everyone. And I really appreciate it. I'm very heartened to see everyone here in support of our larger Troy community and Rensselaer County. And I hope we can all get together to really show the county that we stand for our neighbors, because that's who they are. We are just standing together for our neighbors who deserve the same protection and opportunities that everyone wants, and that's why people come here.
Yes.
So thanks all for coming out, and let's show our solidarity and resistance to ICE.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Vanessa, and I'm with the New York Immigration Coalition. We're a statewide advocacy organization. Thank you. Made up of over 150 organizations all throughout New York State fighting for immigrant rights. And we are here because we will not stand for the abuse, the infringement on our democracy that has been imposed upon us by this federal administration.
Yes.
Trump and his goons are showing us that their power and authority have no limits on a state's right to self-determine their own protocol on privacy. This trusted travelers ban is a clear message to all New Yorkers that Trump is willing to hold every single one of us hostage to the whims of a desperate anti-immigrant administration whose only agenda is to win re-election, a re-election campaign, no matter what the cost may be. They will tell you that this is about public safety, yet they're the ones that blocked vital life-saving aid to Puerto Rico. They're the ones that are unable to reunite families after separating them. They're the ones putting children in cages and shooting people in the face. This is not about public safety. This is political retaliation and fear-mongering. The reality is DHS does not need to the degree of access to our database that they're seeking in order to keep the integrity of this program or any program.
Right.
Trump knows that, and we know that. We cannot allow ourselves to be bullied by Trump into believing that he's got our best interests and safety in mind. We know that when law enforcement resources are focused on protecting local communities and all New Yorkers instead of jailing and separating families, that's when New York is safe. When we all have our basic constitutional rights, that's when New York is safe. If DHS thinks that making New Yorkers wait a little longer in line at the airport will weaken our moral values or our common sense, they are seriously underestimating New York. We will continue to stand together against these racist and classist attacks meant to tear us apart, and we won't stop until we get justice for all. Thank you so much.
Just before the press conference began, the protesters approached the sheriff's office and demanded access.
Public building, public meeting, public building.
Let us in! Let us in!
Though shut out from the private press conference, the protesters impacted proceedings.
All right. Good morning. I'm Khalid Walls from ICE Public Affairs. Thank you all for being here today. We are here with our director and our partners from around the region to make some announcements about the dangers of the green light law here. And with that, I'll turn it over to Sheriff Russo.
Good morning and welcome to the Rensselaer County Sheriff's Office. Most of you know me, but for those who don't, my name's Pat Russo. I'm the Rensselaer County Sheriff. One of the most important duties of the sheriff is to protect the lives and property of the citizens of the county. One of the means I use to accomplish this mission is to cooperate and coordinate with local, state, and federal partners. Prohibiting of federal agencies from accessing the New York State DMV database hampers law enforcement's ability to protect our citizens of this county, this state, and this country. One of my concerns is our border to the north. After speaking to members of Customs and Border Patrol, I was informed that this sector is the busiest port of entry on our northern border.
Can we just pause? We'll just pause for 1 minute until we get the noise settled.
When the press conference began again, Acting ICE Director Almence and others delivered their basic message.
Obviously, we're here to discuss New York's green light law and the danger it poses to our officers and the public we're sworn to serve. For those not aware, New York State's green law light prevents U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and U.S. Customs and Border Protection from accessing all New York Department of Motor Vehicles information. This includes driver's license information, vehicle registration information, and photographs, among other critical information essential to our law enforcement and national security missions. At its core, the issue we are discussing today is about putting dedicated, professional law enforcement officers at ICE and CBP, sworn federal officers whose job it is to enforce the laws passed by this Congress of this country, unnecessarily in harm's way, and also making them significantly less effective at performing their critical duties to protect this country and the people within. The state of New York has barred these two agencies, and only these two agencies, from obtaining information we need to do our jobs and to keep you safe, and it was done purely for political purposes.
During the Q&A, reporters expressed the concerns of citizens about an expanded ICE presence in so-called sanctuary cities. Here's how Acting ICE Director Almence responded.
So if we put more officers to get more dangerous criminals out of the community, that somehow divides the community. I think the entire community, immigrant and citizen alike, doesn't want pedophiles and rapists and murderers living in their communities. And frankly, if you look at who these people are committing crimes against, it's generally the same people within those exact same immigrant communities that these politicians are purporting to protect. All they're doing them is putting them in further harm's way.
When asked about trying to reach a compromise, Acting Director Almence had this to say.
Again, I don't know how you compromise on public safety. The only thing that we are asking for is to give us the information that we need to keep ourselves safe and to keep the people of this state and this country safe.
After the press conference concluded, I spoke once more with protest organizers to record their reactions. One was struck by the irony.
My name is Miriam Axelute. I'm with Never Again Action Capital Region. So those of us who are gathered out here today want to say that how they were characterizing it is disingenuous. The green light law makes us safer. The various crimes that they were listing are less commonly committed by immigrants, even undocumented immigrants, which they did not tell you. They wanted to sort of make you afraid of the other by listing these horrible things. But there's no reason that ICE needs to be involved in addressing those crimes. It's not an immigration-related thing. So the green light law makes us safer, makes people on the road safer, and having ICE have broad access to our immigrant communities makes us less safe. They're less likely to report crimes that they see. And so we remain firm in our support of the green light law.
So the spokesperson for ICE in his statement referred multiple times to threats to children, which was a very interesting thing, especially in relation to the long-term caging of immigrant children. Do you have any statement about that?
Exactly. It is ICE who is hurting children in this country. And ICE having access to driver's license laws is not going to protect children. They can't claim to have children's interests in heart while they are tearing families apart. I'm concerned with ICE having a presence in any community because they clearly have no respect for New Yorkers' privacy and have shown all over this country for the past several years that they're not interested in following the rule of law or in protecting our communities.
Where this goes next is unknown, but the sides are increasingly drawn. I'm Dave Pueblo for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.